this point in Matthew's gospel, Jesus is preparing his apostles for the mission, for discipleship. He's also getting the people ready, those who believe in him, to support the apostles and the disciples. Whoever receives a prophet will get a prophet's reward. Whoever receives a righteous man will get a righteous man's reward. Whoever gives a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is a disciple will surely not lose his reward. So we heard in the first reading how God rewarded the woman and her husband with a baby because they provided for Elisha, the prophet. So rewards are all a part of God's plan. But God's rewards are unlike the world's rewards that often are very fleeting. Fame, money, prestige, power, they're here one day, gone the next. But when God gives gifts and rewards, they last. They're beautiful. They're spiritual, but even more, right? They're even gifts for the here and now, too. They're not just some gift for the future. They're gifts that endure, like a vocation, like the gift of a calling of two people to marriage. That's a gift that endures when they say yes to it. The gift of being an apostle, the gift of being a priest, consecrated for the Lord's service. Consecrated men and women. All of us have a vocation, a calling from the Lord. That's a gift. It's a gift. If we say yes to it, if we embrace it. Now, the gift is not always easy, right? There's a choice we have to make every day, either for Jesus or not. And he used some pretty strong language. Whoever loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. Or son or daughter, whoever doesn't take up the cross isn't worthy of me. Well, Jesus calls us to decision. I remember when I first came here many years ago, I was just beginning as a young priest, and this community welcomed me so beautifully well. I had one couple that invited me over. Their name was Bernadette and Dave. And they had recently been married in the Catholic Church and were living their faith so beautifully well. They were really encouraging to me. So I asked them, I said, how did you catch such a strong faith, you two? I wanted to hear their story. And Bernadette said, well, Father, I was born Catholic, but I didn't always live my faith. As I got older, I stopped practicing my faith, although I knew I was a baptized Catholic, so if someone would have asked me what religion you belong to, I would have said, I'm Catholic. But I wasn't really living my faith, and I met Dave here at work. Turned out that Dave, at that time, wasn't even baptized. He wasn't Christian when she met him, but they fell in love. But Dave had been in a previous marriage. But at that point, it didn't seem to bother either of them, and they said they both lived together. They didn't get married, but they just kind of had an arrangement. You know, a lot of couples today, we do a lot of marriages here, and I think that's a very big temptation for a lot of our young couples, to live together before they get married. Sometimes in our world, there's almost this, let's try it out kind of attitude. But I want to tell you, that actually can disable a person from entering marriage. It can cloud their judgment. A lot of statistics show that those couples that live together before they enter marriage actually end up in divorce once they do get married. So really, statistics show problems with that. And even the story, Bernadette and Dave, they didn't realize that at the time. They just were following what they thought was best and living together. And then Bernadette, though, started to be pulled deeper into her faith. I think as she got more serious with Dave and started to think about things, that Catholic faith that was planted in her early on started to emerge. She started to come back to church, and this church, she came back here. Now, at the time, there was a priest named Father Roger Prokop here. Some of the older parishioners might remember Father Roger. And Father Roger, he welcomed Bernadette and got to know Bernadette. Before too long, Bernadette asked Father Roger over for some dinner. And he went over and met Bernadette and Dave, got to know them a bit. As time went on, they became friends. But then here's a kind of a really crucial moment. Father Roger had to confront them with their lifestyle. You're living together, but you're not married. He began to ask questions. Are you two going to be married? Are you married? Are you living, but you're living together. Are you chaste? And he pointed out the teaching of Jesus about marriage, about lust. Very hard for them to hear. You know, here they thought Father Roger was their friend, but of course he was their friend. He loved them. Love and truth go hand in hand. We can't say we're following Jesus and live like we're not. There's a problem there, right? You know, maybe our hearts want to follow Jesus, but what does our life really look like? St. Paul, in the second reading, said, when we're baptized into Christ's death. And that means we're dead to sin. Think about a dead body. It doesn't react to anything in its environment. That's what Paul is talking about. When a person is dead to sin, they're dead to the temptations around them. They don't move. They don't react to those temptations. They're dead to sin, but alive for God. So at the voice of the Lord, they're alive. They wake up. They're ready to serve. They're ready to do the will of the Lord. That's what Paul's talking about. Well, when Bernadette and Dave heard this about marriage and getting married, they didn't take it so well. Bernie started to cry. Bernadette cried. Dave got very mad, and he was a big guy. He said he wanted to punch Father Roger out. I don't know if you know Father Roger. He wasn't much bigger than me, so... But Father Roger was very kind, very gracious, but very firm. So think about it. Well, Bernadette did. And she heard the gospel that we heard today. And she realized that she had to make a choice. Was it God or this relation? If you love father, mother more than me, you're not worthy of me. If you love son or daughter more than me, you're not worthy of me. If you love boyfriend or girlfriend more than me, you're not worthy of me. You can put a lot of things in there. And so she made a choice for Jesus. Dave got very mad because Bernadette said, we can't be living together like we are. So Dave got mad. He came down to the church and knocked on the door. He was all fired up, going to really give it to Father Roger for messing up his relationship with Bernadette. And then, with love, Father Roger slowly won Dave over. A year later, Dave was baptized. And he did get an annulment. An annulment isn't a Catholic divorce. And when a person gets married, they have to have the right intention. They have to understand what God is asking them of marriage. A lot of times people can enter marriage and they didn't enter it the right way. And God doesn't hold a person bound to something that really wasn't according to his will to begin with. And the church makes a judgment. It can be fallible. It's a fallible judgment, but it makes its best judgment. In this case, Dave was given an annulment. So he could enter into real marriage with Bernadette. And you'd think they'd right away jump into that. But they didn't. They both prayed. And they said, what does God want? Does God really want us to get married? Bernadette was saying, you know, my relationship with Dave, we were sexually active. It has clouded my vision. It has clouded my mind about this marriage, this relation. So she had this pull back and began to pray about it. And Dave did too. Now, Bernadette had a close relation to one of the saints, Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, known as the Little Flower. And Saint Thérèse, when she died, she said, I'm going to spend heaven doing good upon the earth. And many people have done novenas to Saint Thérèse, asking for a sign that their prayers was heard. And often they'd receive roses if they prayed to the Little Flower. It's often why she was called the Little Flower. She'd send roses. So Bernadette asked God for a sign if she was to marry Dave. And she said, Saint Thérèse, I'd like 2 yellow roses. If I'm to marry Dave, that's the sign I'm praying for. And she didn't let Dave know any of this. On the last day of the novena, they were driving someplace, and Dave saw like a convenience store, but it had flowers out in the front. And he pulled off the road, said, just wait, honey. And Bernadette said, what are you doing? He said, just wait, honey, I want to get you something. And wouldn't you know it, he went in and bought her 2 yellow roses, the very thing she had been praying for. And she just started crying and crying and crying. He's like, why are you crying? What's the matter? What's the matter? She goes, these aren't tears of sorrow. These are tears of joy. I've been praying to God for a sign whether I should enter a marriage with you. And I asked for 2 yellow roses, and here they are. Well, they were married. They got married. You know, and you could feel, when I was over there visiting with them, you really could feel that love, that commitment between them. They had carried the cross. They had made the sacrifice that God had asked of them to enter marriage. And now they were enjoying that gift, that reward. They had welcomed Father Roger, and they'd received the reward of welcoming such a holy man. He was a holy man that helped them follow Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I want to just say thank you to this community. The many, many times over the course of just the last 20 years that I'm aware of, how you have welcomed so many different priests that have come here. Father Todd is gone now, but he is telling me how blessed he's been with us for 3 years. So again, thank you. And just this weekend, we have a new priest that's arrived, Father Tony Smila. And I know you're going to welcome him just as well as you welcomed all the other priests. This is truly a part of our mission, brothers and sisters. We live the gospel, we encourage one another, and we reveal the love of God. And it is different than what the world offers. And it often will clash with what this world offers. But we must never lose heart. When we are true to the gospel, we'll all receive the incredible gift and reward of God Himself.